Doug Koch.
I don't want to see the fish looking back at me.
And Scott the Gator Anderson.
I get it. I'm not a big fan of it either, but I mean, it's just, it's part of the present.
97.1.
All right, Gators got the day off. John Jansen, former Lion, Michigan Wolverine, Washington Redskin in studio. John, great to have you. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
I'm going to give here to a Hall of Fame guy who I also think showed a little bit of the kind of person he is. Yesterday, one of my kids went to the Wayne State shortstop camp, okay? And it is put on and run by the Wayne State baseball program, but the marquee is Alan Trammell. Mm-hmm. And they had a catcher's camp in the afternoon with Lance Parrish. And in the morning, they've got Tram working with shortstops and Lance at the batting cages. And then in the afternoon, when the catchers come in, Lance works with the catchers and Tram goes to the batting cages. So I only saw the shortstop part of it. And my son was in the main gym where Tram, you know, spoke to the kids, and then he started working with, his station was double plays. Mm-hmm. So here's these middle infielders all working on their double plays, and he's working with them, and my son was in the gym at another station. So I got to watch Tram work with the shortstops, okay? And then they rotate after 15 minutes. And here comes the next group, and I watched Tram work with them. Seven rotations later, okay, my son gets to the double play station. And here's Tram, seven rotations later, same enthusiasm, attention to detail, shaking every kid's hand, looking them in the eye. And I'm like, that's just a Hall of Fame guy giving back to this camp. And in this day and age where we're doing, right now, there's not a whole lot to talk about and crow about with Detroit sports. 1984 was forever ago, but our guy just went into the Hall of Fame, and to see him spend that kind of time with the kids, and I can guarantee Tram and Lance probably aren't getting rich doing this, but they're doing it for the love of the game, their love of Detroit, mm-hmm. and the shirts they gave out were cool. It was the number 3 with a batter in the middle, kind of upright, and then the number 3. It looks like a 313 from the distance, but it's Tram's number. And then the 13 is Parrish's number, 13. And the 313 across the front, I was like, this is a cool shirt.
They got an adult version?
You know what? We need to get some. But I would highly recommend the camp in the future for people. And here's why. Because Tram and Lance don't just put their name on it, walk through the gym, wave, sign autographs. And go. In fact, there's no autographs. It's not about that. The time and effort that I saw Tram put in, I was impressed.
And you know, you talk about that 84 season. I was 8 years old when that season happened. And I can still remember where I was watching them win that game. And those guys will forever be, I will always be that 8-year-old kid when mm-hmm. I talk to those guys. And when I was with the Lions, and I was going to share this story with you earlier. I'm going to share it to you with you now. I was in the locker room, sitting there taking tape off my hands, and I look up in the locker room at, you know, in Allen Park, and here comes a guy. I'm like, man, that looks like Lou Whitaker. And another guy comes up. I'm like, that looks like, nah, it can't be Alan Trammell. And then there's Tom Brookins and Dave Bergman. And I'm sitting there going, I can't believe I'm going up there right now and introducing myself because I'm still 8 years old. At that moment, I'm 8 years old. And that was 35. That was my last year with the Lions. I was 35 years old. I went up and I'm, you know, hey, Mr. Trammell, Mr. Whitaker, you know, and those guys are all, you know, hey, you know, call me Alan, call me, you know, the Lou. And I'm like, sweet Lou. I'm like, this is amazing. And I had a chance to talk to Tom Brookins and Dave Bergman. And one of the opportunities in my life and one of the most regretted missed opportunity that I had is I talked to Dave Bergman. I probably talked to him for 20 minutes that day. And he had given me his business card. He said, hey, I run a guide service down in the Keys. Give me a call. I'm going to take you out fishing. And, you know, for your listeners that have listened over the last couple of years, they know that fishing is one of my passions. And I never found the time to go down there and give him a call. And then I found, you know, he was sick and ended up passing away. And it was one of those moments in your life where you had an opportunity to do something special with a special guy in my life mm-hmm. as a kid, and I didn't take him up on it.
Well, I was just as a guy who covers, you know, sports and Tram's time, you know, as manager of the Tigers is not one that is memorable, but he's still beloved. And to see the effort and time he took and put it, like at one point when my son's group rotated through, he grabbed like my son by the shoulders and was turned. And I'm like, this is after 2 hours of this. This right. is after eight groups have come through and he's still this engaged with the kids. And I'm fully cognizant that, you know, as I'm sitting there taping it on my phone, it's more thrilling for me than it is for my son, but my son knows who he is. And yeah. I was very impressed. And
class guys will always be beloved.
Yep. When Wayne State puts the camp on again, I'm going to mention it because I would highly recommend it. The Tram and Lance shortstop and catcher's camp. But